Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. I see everybody coming into the chat room. I hope everybody's doing good tonight. Ronan, are you there? Did you fix your phone?
Yes, my phone is fixed.
Ronan been calling about 15 times. Every time I answer, his phone kept dropping. I'm like, here we go again.
No,
you
know,
we ain't popping no popcorn tonight, right?
No, we ain't had no popcorn.
We all got the bootleg ratchetness going on. So there's been a lot of crazy stuff out here. I didn't get to do last week's episode because, you know, I know the week before I was in Vegas and I didn't get back till Monday, and I was exhausted on Wednesday, so I didn't end up doing it. But it was crazy because right after we left, that shooting happened in Vegas. with the guy with the rapper, and I forget the rapper's name. And the other day I was watching this video. Somebody made this whole Illuminati video basically saying that the shooting was an Illuminati shooting and it was some type of sacrifice to Tupac. It was just a crazy video. And I'm just like, some of these conspiracies are just getting out of hand. Like, yeah, I know I'm a slight conspiracy theorist. You know, I listen to Alex Jones, but I don't take everything he says as the Bible. I just, you know, take bits and pieces. You know, I listen to Brother Umar, Professor Griff, a lot of people out there. But it seems like a lot of these conspiracies are insane. Now, the other day I had posted a picture on Facebook because somebody had sent me a picture of Donner and LL Cool J. And so I have been noticing on the internet that people have been posting pictures of basically LL Cool J's face photoshopped onto Donner's body. And they're saying that LL Cool J, that Donner basically was a holographic image and that they placed him out there. They used LL Cool J's image, like how they did the Tupac hologram, and basically put Donner out there to basically, as an excuse to put the drones out on the American people. So how did you feel when you first heard this crazy conspiracy, Ronnie?
When I first heard it, I think I need to go back to smoking weed again. At least I feel comfortable with the madness. it does look a little weird that they look damn near alike. It's like copy and paste to me when I've seen it. But I think they're going above and beyond to use every excuse to put drones out there and pretty much for their agenda. I mean, I'm a slight conspiracy theorist myself, but some things are much stranger than fiction, especially nowadays.
Right, it's like, you know, things have to make sense. It's like anything can be a conspiracy nowadays. I mean, like I told you, somebody accused me one time of being part of the Illuminati. I said, well, damn, I sure didn't get no food basket. Where's my welcome package? I work every morning. You think I'd be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work if I was part of the Illuminati? They came and they're like, that the graphic design that you made means that you're part of the Illuminati and you always have lipstick on and you're enticing guys to watch your video because your lips are smothered with honey. I don't think I'm going to read this person's comment. I block them and I ban them for life. Either this person is a lunatic and a nutcase. Like, if you can say that I'm part of Illuminati, like, come on. Like, some people are really trying to, they're just doing too much. You know, the conspiracy theories were kind of cool back in, like, yes, honey, Miss Camera Lady. He said that my lip gloss was honey, but I was smearing on my lips to entice guys to come to my video. This guy was a nutcase. Every video he just came on there, and he was like, you know, and I bet you you pick certain angles because you're part of the Illuminati, and no one looks like that, and your features. He was just so fucking weird. I blocked him. But, you know, that's what I was saying. I remember when these Illuminati videos first started appearing on the internet back in, like, 2008, 2009. And it was interesting because first it was like, you know, Beyonce was part of Illuminati. And I was like, no, not Queen Bee. She's perfect. No. And then it was breaking down the symbolism. I'm like, damn, this is some crazy shit. You know, but after a while, it just got to be too extreme. Because I remember then they had videos about Rihanna and that whole Umbrella video and I understand, like, the dynamic with hip-hop and a lot of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes and, you know, the homosexuality that they say to, in order for you to get into the industry to make it. But then it also bothers me because I'm like, okay, so are we trying to say that nobody has talent? No one was, you know, nobody worked hard? Just everybody just sold a pack to the devil? You know, so that's where it kind of bothers me sometimes with the Illuminati conspiracies. And now to the point now, I just think they've just gotten so ridiculously out of hand. It's insane now. I mean, you can't even, I think a lot of it is just disinformation to confuse the masses.
I'm still tripping on the whole honey and the Illuminati connection. That was a little weird.
That's what he told me. My lip gloss was honey. I said, well, damn, I thought it was Victoria's Secret, but I guess it's just honey.
Well, I'm confused now. I think people are taking it too far. Everything that's done isn't always 110% the Illuminati. Like, I don't know, if a turd comes back after you flush it, it's not part of the Illuminati. I mean, you guys are, like, taking it a little too far. Just certain things you have to raise your eyebrows at, like, you know, I can see the symbolism in this, but in everything, though, y'all need to pump your brakes a little bit.
Man, he was just a weirdo, just a straight up weirdo. But you know, I just like even now when I watch stuff, and it's funny because like how we were watching the Super Bowl, and I'm like, I can't wait for 100 new videos to pop up on YouTube breaking down Beyonce's performance at the Super Bowl, because that's what it is now. Anything that happens, you know, it's like everybody has access to a camera now. You know, everybody has access to YouTube, which is a good thing, but then a bad thing, because any nutcase can just string together random clips and accuse somebody of being part of this conspiracy. And I think the whole Donna thing, that just kind of irritated me, because I felt like, because people were giving him praise, I think the police and the mainstream media thought that people were going to condemn him. And they're going to be like, this is a bad man, he's a killer, and the opposite happened. People embraced him. People understood his struggle. People were tired of the corruption with the police. People did not, condone what he did. I don't think anybody condoned him killing innocent people, but people understood, you know, the reason behind it. And I think because of that is why they're coming out with this conspiracy that him and LL Cool J are one and the same, and that he was just a hologram. You know, it's like there's real video of him training, and for people to think that he was just some type of hologram, I just find that just to be just one of the craziest conspiracies I've ever heard.
Well, it is kind of weird that, you know, any other time that, you know, they had a building that was burning, they would have cleared the place and let the fire department, you know, take out the fire and everything, but they let the building burn and they found some plastic card. I think it was kind of slightly singed in the house. I mean, it's kind of weird. Some of this stuff does not add up, and your bullshit senses start tingling a little bit. But it is kind of odd. Looking at those pictures, even now, this dude looks exactly like LL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, there's ways they could take this thing. I mean, this could have been exercise, for training for something else, because they sure haven't explained, you know, what happened to the two old ladies that were like ran off the road and shot at. No one said anything since. So it's just a lot of things a little bit weird.
Now, what happened to the body? Like, did they give the ashes to his mom? Was there a funeral? Because I haven't heard anything since they said that they positively identified him in the cabin.
No, I haven't heard anything. It's probably thrown in the ocean like Bin Laden. Who knows?
Right. Don't get me started. Now, I believe that conspiracy. That was some bullshit. That Bin Laden death, that was some nonsense. You can see, a blind man could see the holes in that story. I wasn't buying that at all. So, like I said, certain conspiracies, I definitely believe in them. But other ones, people just need to stop. People are doing too much. I'm going to show y'all the video. I got to find it of the dude he went on this whole 20-minute rant about the whole shooting in Vegas. You know, and it was just kind of crazy, you know, how everything happened or whatever with that Maserati. And I understood because I went by and I watched the rapper's video. And mm-hmm. he was rapping about, his song was about the Maserati. He was a horrible rapper. Not to speak ill of the dead, but that man couldn't rhyme if you paid him.
Wow.
Horrible rapper. I thought he was like the next Tupac. No. No, sir. So I don't know what the hell it was, who wanted him dead. That was a messed up way to die, you know, but he was rapping about the Maserati. He had like a, what kind of piece? He had on some type of jewelry, and they said the jewelry was a Illuminati symbolism and all this other stuff. The dude was breaking it down in the video, but again, this is a rapper that most of us didn't know who he was until this shooting happened. Like, why would they pick him out of all the rappers? Why him and not, you know, Gucci Man? You know what I'm saying? So I just find that funny. The Illuminati's gonna waste their time to go after him, who has this one song. The song is not even a hit. I just didn't like the song, period. But then you have rappers out here who are more well known.
Yeah.
Yes, worse than 2 Chainz, Jamal.
Really? Damn.
I didn't like the song. When I heard it, I was like, this is nonsense. He was just rapping about a Maserati and other stuff, and he kept trying to sing and out of tune his voice. It was just horrible. It was just not a good song. Y'all can go ahead and feel free to Google it. It's called the Maserati song or something like that.
I'm good.
I was really disappointed. I thought I was going to hear the next Tupac. I was like, damn, this is horrible. You know, people talk about Future all the time. I've never really sat and listened to Future's music. Like, I've heard bits and pieces, but I've never really sat and, like, listened to his music. Like, I try and listen to everyone just to keep an open mind, and because a lot of young kids send me music, and they're like, what do you think about this person, and, you know, talk about such and such, but I don't want to sit around and just talk about rappers all day. But I haven't really listened to Future. I think out of, like, the new young generation that's out, I listen to Meek Mill's every now and then. I do like his style. I like Big Sean. Big Sean's pretty cool. Who's the other one? I like Wale. Wale's been around for a while. He's all right. You know, I can't get with Rick Ross. Honey Cocaine can kiss my ass. Honey Cocaine. I refuse to buy Honey Cocaine CD. She raps about shit. I can't, something's not there. When I heard that line, I was like, really? I can't fool with Honey Cocaine. I don't listen to Tyler, the Creator. I remember I thought he was like an Illuminati devil worshiper. He creeped me out. And then I remember one of my subscribers wrote me this long email about how I shouldn't judge Tyler, and he's creative, and it's not fair. And they broke down, like, the whole thing about Tyler and Odd Future, whatever the group's name is. And so I was like, okay, cool. Thank you for the breakdown. I hope he, you know, sent you a check for that. So, I have no issues with Tyler. Yes, Royce and Soulja Boy. Y'all Google that man's rap.
Wow. Nah,
it's on YouTube. Y'all going to be like, what in the world? Oh, it was horrible. I sat and I listened to the whole 3 minutes. I was like, well, I'm so disappointed. So disappointed. So, G-Story is talking about the whole Lil Wayne situation with Emmett Till. And when I came back, that was one of the first videos I did, because we were talking about that, you know, right before I left for my trip. And until this day, this short little, he's not apologized. He hasn't apologized. He hasn't said one word. And do y'all know what I find funny is that T.I. sent out a tweet the other day talking about he was backing Lil Wayne. He was supporting him, and he basically didn't care what nobody had to say about Wayne. He was supporting him, which I'm not shocked, you know, because Tiny and Toya are cool, and, you know, Wayne and T.I., they've been cool for years. But, you know, I just find that funny that none of the rappers are condemning what he said. And like I said, I'm all about freedom of speech. But, again, when you say things that offend people or that people might take a different way, then you have to prepare for the rebuttal. You got to be prepared for what people might have to say against what you said. And I just felt like that line was just totally uncalled for. The only thing I can say that came out good out of that whole Emmett Till, Lil Wayne situation is that it sparked a discussion. You know, a lot of young people who did not know about Emmett Till found out about it. As a matter of fact, I had a teacher send me an email the other day, and he was saying that he basically, because of my video, he spoke about it to his classroom. And a lot of these kids, he said he teaches sixth grade. So most of these kids had never heard about Emmett Till. And he had broke it down to them, and they watched a movie by Emmett Till and Medgar Evers. So I thought it was really interesting that this whole situation sparked a debate, sparked a national dialogue. So I think that's the only thing good that came out of that. But Lil Wayne, other than that, I'm not shocked about nothing that comes out that man's mouth. He's a state of attention whore.
Yeah, more ways than one. But it does show the glaring issue that a lot of us don't know our own history, especially with Emmett Till being, like, murdered in the way he was. He was just treated worse than a dog. And for Lil Wayne to be, like, you know, tasteless to say what he said, then, you know, hey, nothing really surprised me about that dude right now, because he, in so many ways, he's an attention whore. He'll go out and talk shit about, you know, he fucked a girl from the, you know, Chris Bosh's wife or whatever. I mean, nothing really surprised me about that dude. Really doesn't. Just doesn't.
All right. Marshawna said that his shirts are cute. Michelle, you know if you walk around with truck fit, you know you done did some strange shit for some truck fit. The little words of Lil Wayne. What do you think? He said, girl, suck my dick for some truck fit. I would never ride no truck fit. I don't even want nobody even thinking I would do something like that to Lil Wayne. But like walking the STD factory. I'm good.
But there's always someone who's willing to do it.
That's what he said to me. He said, suck dick for some truck fit. No. G Star asked T, would you sleep with Lil Wayne? Sir, no. I don't care how much money he has. No, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I want to be STD free. He ain't looking to be, you know, to settle down with nobody. He's just trying to do him, and that's fine. You know, everybody's grown. But, yeah, and I'm tall. Thank you. I would tower over him. It's not going to work. Because when he was on, I'm damn near 6 feet, so I'm cool. And I would not do no strange shit for some truck fit. I'm good. I can't mess with him. That's too much. But I just felt like that whole situation, you know, even afterwards, he was talking about Chris Bosh's wife and how he had sex with her and everything else, and supposedly she had played him for $10,000. And since then, people have put her on blast. Her friends have come out and wrote letters to Media Takeout and whatever other blogs, putting her on blast, talking about she was a hoe and she was messing with this dude and that dude in the industry. And, you know, and I always find that funny is when, you know, people are so quick to talk about the girls that are in the industry. A lot of them are hood rats, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But a lot of the girls in the hood are hood rats. Y'all fucking hood boogers and y'all ain't even getting shit from it. So it's like, what's the difference? She a high-class hood rat. Ain't no difference. She got Chris Bosh. She wants to play the family role and be the wifey. Let her do that. You know, I just found it funny that now all of a sudden everybody wants to come out the woodwork and put her on blast right along with Lil Wayne. So obviously she did something right. Chris married her.
Well, you can. It's a matter of perspective if he did something right or wrong. I mean, again, like just as you said, it's like there's no different in hood rats. It's just rather different rat, different habitat. I mean, they do the same shit. It's just like some have more money to get on with their ratchetness. But as far as with, you know, her, I've seen her on the cover of a few magazines, and yeah, it's possible that, you know, she's been passed around and everything, but. Still, you can't tell that to people in the industry. You know, they figure they can just buy that rat out of them. But really, I mean, they'll be cool for a while. They'll be on a whole sabbatical for a minute. But, you know, it all depends. So, I mean, again, like, if it's really true about that, she's the centerpiece of that situation, you know, regardless. But still, Chris Bosh is a whole nother situation. It's cool that he plays for the Heat, but then that's a whole nother show. I'm not going to talk about that.
I mean, a lot of people are saying that basically he married her just so he won't come off as gay because people think he's undercover bisexual. Other folks are saying that he married her, you know, just to put on like a, you know, look like a family man and stuff like that. You know, like I say, to each their own, at least they are married and they're trying to raise their child. You know, and whatever she did back then, that's on her. You know, if he's willing to accept her whole shit, cool. I'm not fucking her. So I don't care. And Lil Wayne just said that for attention. And, you know, how dare you talk about somebody, you know, when you got babies by two different women and they're less than 2 weeks apart. Him and Nivea, no, he got Nivea pregnant, and then he also had Lauren London pregnant. And their kids are 2 weeks apart. That was the only time Nivea was ever trending. And she ain't trended since. And that was 2 years ago. She ain't been a trending topic since. Nivea, the singer. Lil Wayne's like, mom.
Who's that again?
Like, I just found it funny that he would talk about, you know, about Adrian being a hoe, but it's like you have two kids by two different women and they're 2 weeks apart. So I was, you know, it was just, the whole thing was just a trip. I was just like, wow, that's crazy. You know, but I guess that's the industry for you.
It's an ongoing episode, actually a soap opera. Every day you got a spider monkey that runs around with jeggings and he's knocking up several chicks at the same time. So they like it. Hey, I can deal with it, I guess, but...
Yeah, Roshani is saying that Nivea has four kids, which she does. She has three by the Dream and she has one by Wayne. And a lot of people are saying, you know, she's paid because she could live off her child support check. She may not have no career because I don't know nobody who listens to Nivea anymore, but she gets a monthly child support check from both men. So she's basically straight. So what do you think about women just, you know, out here? It's like child support is the new hustle. And we had that whole situation with Beyonce's father, Matthew Knowles, knocking up his jump off, Alessandra Wright. And then she wants to come all over the blogs and, you know, go to the magazines, time out that she's upset because Beyonce hasn't acknowledged her little brother and won't visit him. And in my video, I went hard. And a lot of people agreed with me because I had over 300 likes. But I had some females who didn't agree. I had some bitches who were mad. And yeah, I'm calling y'all bitches. They were mad trying to explain their whole shit. And I'm the type of person, if you look through the comment section, you know, what I respected was the women who came out and said, you know what, I'm that child. I was that child of a mother who was a jump off. I was that child of a mother who was loose, who had sex with different men, who didn't know who my father was, or who my father, you know, who was the other woman. And then another woman even left a comment saying that she was in the grocery store with her mom, and with her mom and her dad, and the jump off came to the grocery store and wowed out. And she was like 8 or 9, remembering this, and they screamed at her, and they're like, you know, you're going to take care of my kids like you do her kids. And that's the first time she ever realized her father's infidelities. See, when I made that video, I made it to let people know that, you know, when you make certain decisions like that, if you want to cheat and you want to run around out here and have sex with all types of people, that's your business. You're grown. But don't bring kids into that bullshit because it does affect them. You know, and if you just read through the comments that people were leaving, like, that shit really does affect people. That really affects children. I look at one of my close friends, and I see how the shit has affected her, and in return, she's doing the same shit. It's a never-ending cycle. You know, it's almost like learned behavior because that's what she saw her mama doing, and now she's doing the same shit. You know, and I've never been the type to want somebody else's man. That's not a turn-on to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to share, and I want all your attention. Like, you're not about to be messing with me and then going off to her. Like, I'm not doing that. You know, I've had dudes come at me like that. Like, you know, I got a girlfriend, but I'm really digging you and da-da-da-da. And a lot of girls are cool with that. Like, okay, well, that's fine. She could be your main girl and I'll be your side piece. Nah. So you think you're about to come over here, get your nut off with me, and then go back to wifey or go back to your girlfriend, and then I'm sitting here laying in the bed looking dumb, stupid, and stuck? Like, I don't understand that mentality, but bitches was really emailing me trying to break it down to me. People was really, like, getting hurt. Like, well, the reason why I was a side piece, I don't like that word jump off, and his wife was a bitch, and his wife was just, you know, mean. And, like, really? So that's your excuse to sit there and try and ruin somebody else's marriage? If his wife is that bad, he could divorce his wife. If his girlfriend is that horrible, he wouldn't be with her. So he's running game on you because a man ain't going to turn down no free pussy. Let's keep it real. And I'm not talking about friends with benefits. That's different, Jamal. Friends with benefits, that's cool if those people are single. I don't care what grown folks do. I'm talking about when you only know that somebody is in a relationship. That's what I'm talking about. When you only know that that person has a man or that person has a woman, but you're still wanting to sleep with that person thinking that you're going to be able to make that person yours. Because at the end of the day, that's the end goal. People can try and play it off like it's not no big deal and I'm grown and I don't care. But at the end of the day, the goal is to get that man to be yours. That's why jump offs start going crazy after a year because it was cool at first. But now your ass done got, you done caught feelings. And now you feel stupid because he hasn't left his wife. He's still with his brother. Paychecks are still going home. So now you're feeling some type of way. So I'm not talking about friends with benefits. I'm talking about strictly jump off relationships where you're the other person and like, people is really, like, trying to excuse their behavior and, well, it's not that big a deal and, you know, that's on the woman and, ma'am, you're a whore, blocked. Get off my page, blocked. You know, like, you basically excusing somebody bringing a child into this world and this child, through no fault of their own, is going through turmoil. Like, I had so many other people emailing me, you know, telling me about how they were hurt because their father kept cheating on their mother and their father had other kids outside of, you know, marriage. I have a cousin right now that, you know, we found out later on in life that she was related to us because, you know, one of my peoples was out here just, you know, screwing, getting folks pregnant. So they found her and whatever else. So we know we try to reach out to her like, okay, well, maybe we could all meet up and kick it and, you know, we're grown now. We didn't grow with her, but we were trying to welcome her into the family. So, you know, I would email her on Facebook, and then she just started acting funny. I guess maybe because, I don't know, she thought I was trying to treat her like a charity case. I was just trying to be cool with her. But she just, you know, would act funny and act like she didn't want to meet up. Girl, I'm not about to kiss your ass. I don't know you. You family, but you're not family. Like, I'm not about to sit here and run behind you. I done reached out an olive branch. You don't want it. Keep it moving. I booted off my Facebook page. Next. You know, so but that's the stuff that happens is that people sit there and it does. It affects the family members. It affects the children because they don't get to know their family because of, you know, just a bunch of people just out here having kids by just random different people. You know, and you have situations where people end up, you know, meeting somebody and you like them, you fall in love with them, you find out that's your brother or sister or your cousin. It's real out here.
I'm laughing at this because there's been a few instances I've seen this, especially on near Valentine's Day, where the side chiefs get the residue of a holiday, or just like with the, I guess with Beyonce's so-called brother, whatever, and they try to make themselves significant. I was like, you were the guy that, I mean, you were the chick that a dude just came out there, busted a nut off on, and went home. You were the penile pit stop. The, you know, you were just a late night snack, and that was it. And now you're trying to get, you know, you're trying to call him out. You make an ass of yourself. And it doesn't help the kid anyway, because there's a few kids I know of who are anchor babies. And things didn't go too well. they just didn't go too well for him at first because, like, again, like, how is you as a parent, especially a mom, explain that, look, you know, I made a decision. It didn't go the way it was supposed to. He's with his other woman. You calling her bitches and hoes when really you was just a donut. That was it. I just find the thing hilarious. I mean, it's like, there's some chicks out there who are going to get pissed off at what I say, but, you know, fuck you. I mean, he did. So, I mean, get used to it.
Right. The whole situation is crazy. Everybody's in the chat. You know, everybody's talking about it. You know, Jamal is saying that he has six half-siblings and he don't talk to none of them. You know, other people are saying condoms and birth control and abortion. Look, he threw abortion in there. Lord have mercy. You know, a lot of people are saying, like, their parents are like that, their father. You know, it's just, it's sad. Like I said, it's not to judge anybody because, like I said, I don't give two shits what grown people do. If you're single and you want to sit here and be the biggest whore in town, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? But when you're knowingly messing with somebody, you know your relationship. And I'm not just blaming the woman. Don't get it twisted. I'm not just saying it's the woman's fault because Matthew knows, to me, he's more guilty than Alessandra because he had the most to lose. You're Matthew Knowles. He's rich as hell. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows his family. You're Beyonce's father. So if anything, he should either have a vasectomy. He should have took major precautions not to get this girl pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But like, man, he probably got tipsy. She probably hopped on with no condom. And, you know, oops, 9 months later, here comes the baby.
But, T, you have to realize.
She's got the slick shit. Popping holes in condoms.
Well, I mean, but look at it, T. I mean, like, okay, he is not above accountability on this one because, again,
right.
He should have done this anyway. But then the funny part is when the side chick is out there clucking and bitching about this dude ain't no good, whatever, bitch, you fucked him. That's what's going
right.
on. End of the conversation. You fucked him, you got left. And Beyonce ain't trying to take, you know, try to acknowledge your little fuck trophy of a baby and take the little money he gives you and get the fuck home. And a tell-all book, you just telling on yourself. So it's what she's doing is pointless. It's just pointless.
Laura Brittany said, my dad was a Rolling Stone. I stopped counting when I found out about the 10th child last year that has the same name as me. Lord, that's sad. You know, but this is real, though. This is what's going on in the black community. You know, and I'm telling you, I had people, like, really mad at me. That's sad because that's 10 children out here that they don't know each other's brother and sister. And that really happens because that happened to my ex-husband's sister. They were going to the, because their daddy was a Rolling Stone, too. He got about six kids by six different people. They were going to the same school, her and her brother. They didn't know they were brother and sister. They were going to the same elementary school. And he was, I think he's 2 years older than her. She got a crush on him. And then come to find out 2 years later it was her brother. But that's what happens because people out here just doing stupid shit. You know, being sneaky. Just like, remember T.O.'s mama? She lived right across the street from his family. Bitch, are you serious? And then T.O. the whole time, he didn't know that was his father until he was 9. And then imagine looking back as when he found out. I think he said he found out about 9 or 10. Now imagine looking back. You've been looking at this family across the street. You see this man taking care of his other children. They're going to church and going out to eat. Then you find out 9 years later that's your dad, and he didn't even acknowledge you at all for 9 years, and you live across the street. That's sick.
Yeah, the same
thing with T.O. doing it, and then, like I said, it's a repeated cycle, because what does T.O. do? He has children out here. He has a mixed daughter and a black daughter. They're the same age by two different women. He has a son that he has not seen. So he's repeating the same cycle that his father, you know, did to him. It's like, you know what it's like to grow without a father. You know what it's like to grow up with a scandalous-ass mama. So why would you repeat the same cycle? Wouldn't you be more selective with who you choose to have children with?
You're asking for a lot, T, because that's how the black community is going nowadays. It's like the hyper-extended family unit. It's, you know, you got people bouncing from bed to bed, you got love children, if that's a real oxymoron. And, I mean, again, like the family unit is just pretty much easily dismissed. It's too much pressure for people, just like, you know, if you're going to make kids, at least fucking make them right. But for some reason, you got to explain why you're having a third child with a third person, and you try to explain this to the kids, it's all out confusion. It's unnecessary. It's a lot of damage that comes from that, because a lot of kids are wondering, like, you know, you really start a collateral damage full of confusion for the kids, the families. And I've seen this firsthand where there was a chick, like, every other month, I think, dude sat down and explained to her, look, you know, I found out I got another baby, you know, I like it for you, accept it. After the third one, she's like, fuck this, I'm done. And I understood.
Right, it is. It's crazy. And in the chat room, you can see everybody talking about it. You know, Sean is saying that the jump off, his dad had a jump off, and she had thought that he named her child after his little brother. What kind of shit is that? It's like they do stuff on purpose. You cheat with the man's wife, and then you got to know to name the child after the little brother. What kind of mess is that? So the daddy got two kids with the same name by two different women.
And here's the thing you need to understand. It's like, think about it on a medical perspective.
That's crazy.
Yeah, think about it on a medical perspective. Like, what if this child has to go to the hospital, and they don't know who to draw blood from or anything that's important like that? You just got a clusterfuck of biological bullshit. I mean,
and kids end up growing, like, you know, they have those feelings, especially if it's the mama with a bunch of different kids. Now, we're just on the daddies, and daddy was a rolling stone. So each mama has a kid. But now when mama's a rolling jump off, and she's in the house, and all her kids got different fathers, I can't tell you how much conflict that causes, because I have girlfriends whose moms, it's 5 or 6 of them, and they all got different daddies. So everybody's like, oh, that's the prettiest sister. That sister got good hair. Those are the light-skinned ones. Those are the dark-skinned ones. She got a better shape. Well, she looked like that because her grandma and on her daddy's side, and nobody got the same dad. Like, it causes a lot of conflict in the household, you know, and things happen. You know what I'm saying? Things definitely happen where, you know, you might be in a relationship with somebody that does not work. I can understand having kids by maybe 2, maybe even 3. Different fathers. I could see that, because sometimes shit don't work. But when you're talking about 6, 7, 8, like, come on. That just gets to be a bit much, and it really causes a lot of conflict. You know what I'm saying? And you have women who treat certain children a certain way because of their father. Well, your daddy pays child support, so I fucked with you. Your daddy ain't shit, so you ain't shit. You know, and that's sad, because these kids really, they go through that. And Brittany's saying that, we have to hold women accountable, too. Many women will mess with somebody else's spouse and don't even care about it. Women need to think about protecting themselves before laying down random people. And that is very true. And that's what's messed up nowadays, is the mentality. Like, right now, in 2013, it's cool to be a side chick. It's cool to be a jump off. It's almost rewarded. Like, it's almost like I want to be the side chick. And, like, people look at it as a badge of honor. Whereas back in the day, if you were in that type of relationship and you got pregnant, you shut it the hell up. You took your child and you went on about your business. Now, remember that South Carolina senator, the white man, he had gotten his black lady pregnant?
Yeah.
And the lady just died. She was 82 years old. She just died. She did not find out until he died that that was her father. That's how side chicks held it down back in the day. They didn't say shit. They stayed in their place, and they raised their kids on their own. Side chicks now, hell no. They want Beyonce to come raise their child. They want a check from Beyonce. They want to talk to the blogs. They want to tell our books. And that's ridiculous. Why should you be rewarded for fucking somebody else's man?
And you know the funny part is like, again, Strom Thurmond, he was a noted racist, but again, he had his moments where he didn't like, well, he did like black people for a hot minute. So that explains that child right there. But
he did. And that's what Kamala is saying, is that he took care of the child. And he did take care of the child. But, you know, again, the mother never spoke up. They never said anything until after his death, because she respected the fact that, okay, he's who he is, and I'm not going to mess that up for him. With the jump offs nowadays, shit, let Obama have a jump off. It's a wrap. Obama, if he's creeping on Michelle, he better keep that shit tied up tight. Because if that jump off comes out, it's going to be scandal. Ooh, wait.
He would be impeached tonight if they found out he had a jump off baby and found out. They would have that blast all over the news. They'd be working on the impeachment trials and papers right now. They're looking for any reason, any old reason.
Right. Yep, it's crazy. And you know what somebody said to me the other day, and I thought it was kind of nuts, but then when I thought about it, I was like, damn, that is crazy. They said this is the first generation where kids are going to be like, and you know how, like, I guess when we were growing up, you had two sets of grandparents. You had the grandparents on your mama's side. You had the grandparents on your daddy's side. But this person told me, they said, we're going to be the first generation where kids have multiple grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that crazy when you think about it? Because grandma herself got three kids by three different people. Grandpa got three kids by three different people. And then those kids have a grandparent, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like all this half-brother, half-sister. And they were just breaking it down. I never even looked at it like that. I'm like, that's crazy, but it's true.
Yeah, now your family reunion can be anywhere. Right on, you can just meet up and, like, you look familiar. You look familiar, too. And then you find out your grandmother is 43 years old. It's like nobody cares no more.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's
like... You got 35-year-old grandparents. That ain't a big deal no more.
Yeah. I mean, you got three generations, maybe even four, in the same club dressing alike.
Yep. It's true. I know a girl, she's a grandmother right now. She's 36. She had her baby at 14. Her son had a baby at 17. She be pushing the grandbaby stroller, and then she got a little kid that's three.
She be
pushing her grandbaby and her daughter.
How are you a grandparent at 36? 36.
Huh? But she became a mother at 14. And her mother was a mother young. So her mother became a grandparent in her 30s. So, yeah, it's a generational thing.
Man, I feel sorry for the generation coming behind us, because...
She gangbanging with her son and everything. Son of a sign. I was like, really? Yes. You and your son still gangbang, right? Okay.
All right.
It's crazy.
Well, you know what, T? I just caught this, and like it's near the end of the Black History Month, but people need to realize that the Voting Rights Act is up for debate right now, because it is a serious deal that your vote can be pretty much abolished if it doesn't go our way. It really can't.
What you mean?
Well, and looking at it, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, it's up for renewal, possibly. So there's a chance it may or may not, you know, be extended. It shouldn't have been like this, but, and I'll put the link in the chat room, but still, the fact that this has gone under the wire like this long, it says a whole lot, because a lot of people are paying attention to everything else that's going on, and this is something very important. So I left a link in the chat room for everyone to check out. It's something to really seriously consider, because, like, again, they don't pass it for the benefit of black folks, things are going to be more than interesting. It may be tragic.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're passing a lot of stuff. They're also saying, I think it was in Mississippi, but don't quote me on that. If you're late on your rent, if you're behind upwards of 2 months on your rent, you can go to jail. So now they're trying to arrest folks for being poor. And they had somebody else I just seen on one of the websites. What did they get arrested for? Oh, for sneaking into a movie. They're being charged with felonies for sneaking into movies.
What?
Yep, they snuck into a movie and they're being charged with felonies. It's crazy. Yep, two black people, the black man and woman. I didn't get to read the whole story on what it was about, but they're saying that they're being charged with felonies for sneaking into a movie theater. So, I don't know. It's crazy. They're definitely handing out these sentences. They don't care no more. It's about depopulation. Too many of us out here having too many kids. So they figure they might as well lock us up, I guess.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't think that was a felony. I mean, you just bounce from... Oh, okay. In some ways, they could probably say something as far as, like, theft or something to that extent or something, but I don't see how that's a felony, though. I mean, it's just trying to put more people in the prison industry complex. So.
Right. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's sad, but that's exactly what it is. If you Google it, couple faces a felony for sneaking into a movie. Lindsay and I don't even know how you say her name, Delania? Oof, rough. Let's see here. Movie hopping last Saturday at a multiplex. Oh, my God, they're accused of paying to see one film and then sneaking into another without paying. We used to do that when we were like 13. They trying to charge folks for felonies for that?
Damn,
y'all did that shit when y'all was in junior high and high school. Y'all had one ticket and stayed for two shows.
Yeah, been doing that.
I didn't know that was a felony, the hell?
That shit ain't new.
Right. You come early in the morning, 11 o'clock, and don't leave the movie theater until 7.
Yeah, we went to the store, Walgreens, whatever, brought in snacks, snuck those things in there, and like, what are you talking about?
What is this? You got $6.75. They went to go see the Dwayne of that rock movie Snitch. They went to go see that, and they ended up staying to see a zombie thriller. And two off-duty policemen who were moonlighting as security near the IMAX spotted them when they were leaving out of the other movie theater. And they approached them, and they checked their ticket, and the ticket didn't match up. So they're trying to charge them with felonies. Now, if they don't tell you that it's all about the prison industrial complex, nothing else will. That's crazy. You give them a fine, you know what I'm saying? You tell them, you give them a fine, maybe not even a jail. You shouldn't go to jail for that shit. Give them a fine.
Yeah.
Make them pay for the other movie. Why would you give somebody a felony that would, you know, that's going to ruin the rest of their lives and not going to be able to get a good job and everything else because they snuck to see a second movie theater? Matter of fact, I'm going to put Santiago on blast. Damn it, me and Santiago used to do that shit when we was in junior high. He ain't here tonight. Shout out to Santiago. When we were children, we used to do it. We had friends who worked at the movie theater. You buy a ticket, they let you, you know, see two other movies. We was broke. We was some broke little kids. I can't believe they're trying to charge folks with felonies for that.
Well, that's why I miss the drive-through theaters, because you got the double feature. You was having a good old time. You did bring all kind of shit in there. Some people even brought barbecue grills, and they were cooking out and having a great time. But nowadays, they're, like, tightening everything up. And, yeah, I can understand a citation or, you know, a ticket or something like that for movie hopping to deter people from doing that. But felonies, though, it ain't that serious.
Google it. Couple getting felony for sneaking into movie theater. And, of course, they're black. She got on the weeds. He looked crazy. She looked crazy. But I guess I'll look crazy, too, if I got charged with a felony. They got her wig looking all messed up. That ain't right. Just for sneaking into a movie theater, were they in there molesting children and stealing popcorn? Like, what the hell? Roshani said, Santiago's my homeboy. We found each other. I ran into his cousin about a year ago. And we had been looking for each other on Facebook, but my name changed and his name. He closed his Facebook account, so she ended up getting, getting our phone numbers to each other. But we grew up together. We grew up in the church. We went to the same church. I've been knowing him since I was probably like 9 years old. So he lives in Manhattan. I'm going to go visit him this summer because I haven't seen him since I was probably 18. Yep. The last time I saw him was pregnant. No, the last time I seen him. It was a long time ago. Because he couldn't believe how old my son was, because last time I seen him, I was pregnant. So I'm going to be making a trip out to New York to go visit my friend of damn near 12 years, 15 years. I feel old. All
right.
Just a little history on us, Jamal, since you asked. Well, yeah, when we were shorties, and that's what we used to do. We were like 13, 14. We had friends who worked at the movie theater. And they'd buy tickets and sit there. And, I mean, we went to, what's the movie we went to go see? It was Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Man in the, I don't know, it was like a Zorro movie he was in, something.
The Man in Iron Mask.
We used to watch all types, The Man in the Iron Mask, yep, sure did. And then we saw another movie after that. You're going to be like, damn, why'd you put me on blast? But yeah, they're trying to charge everybody with felonies. That's insane to me. Roshani says she snuck in Chinese food. I remember me and my ex, and we took the kids to go see Spider-Man. I think it was Spider-Man 3 when that had came out because we were still in Charlotte. And I snuck a whole Mexican meal in my purse. Sure did. We pulled it out. If I was looking like the hair, we pulled it out. We had a whole fiesta.
Oh, my God.
We had a damn party in that movie. Because everybody was eating popcorn and stuff. We eating burrito. We got chips and salsa. Yes, I'd be bringing meals to the movie theater.
This is definitely
and
like
movie theater food is too expensive. You don't think that?
Hell yeah. You paying like what? You're basically paying Applebee's price for damn near fucking popcorn and shit.
$6. Right, the popcorn be $6. And you figure, like, if it's me and my boyfriend and, you know, four of us, like the four kids, that's a lot of damn money. So we either feed the kids before we go or else I sneak in sandwiches and chips and pop. I ran my big bootleg bag. Yeah, we might buy a popcorn, but we're not going to buy four popcorns. Hell
no. No, I mean, with the prices they charge for the food in there, they might as well have, you know, you said that you order your food and they bring it right to you while you're watching the movie. They might as well do that.
Right. Because the prices are ridiculous and then the movie theater prices and everything else is too much. So enough about the movie theater. I want to know what y'all think about Snoop's son. His kids are wilding out. Did you hear about Snoop's son and his naked picture that he posted on Instagram?
Thankfully, no.
I know other dudes care, but I just want to know what y'all think about his package, nothing like that. But, you know, a lot of people feel like Snoop is being a bad influence on his son. Because a few years ago, Cordell, it's because their names are Corday and Cordell. Now, the one, he still has a football scholarship, and he's doing pretty good as well in football. But the other one done just went, all he does is smoke weed. He thinks he's a hippie and a Rastafarian and wrapped up in the one. That's the one who leaked out the naked pictures. You know, and a lot of people are really disappointed, like, what is Snoop showing this boy? Like, why would he go on Instagram and just, I'm talking about fully nude, everything from the chest to the tip. I was like, Lord have mercy. I feel like a damn pervert. He like a grown man, though. Like a grown-ass man. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Where is Snoop, and why is he not taking control of his son? You think he's grown enough to do what he wants to do, or do you feel like his parents should still be trying to lead him in the right direction? Because it seems like that's all he do is just smoke weed all day, every day.
In some instances, he's supposed to be old enough to be accountable for his actions, but as a parent, you should kind of deter your kids from making a public spectacle of themselves as best as possible. You know, similar like to Montana Fishburne. You know, you're still a parent at the end of the day. Say, look, you know, I raised you better than this, you know. But then you have some kids who just going to act out and do what they do. But thankfully I didn't see this because I would feel a little weird trying to report on this. So that's all I'll do right there.
I mean, I felt weird reporting that because somebody sent it to me. I don't just go around looking for children, you know, porn or no shit like that. And he's a kid, you know, but his sons, both his sons are very handsome young boys. I would say they're both very handsome. And so somebody sent me, because first when I got the picture, I just sent the package. I said, well, good God, who is this? I thought it was somebody, you know, just sending naked pictures again. Sometimes I get random pictures sent to me, you know, freaky dudes on YouTube. And then there was another picture underneath that, and I was like, hold up, that's Snoop's son. What the hell is this little boy doing? And then I Googled, you know, Snoop's son, thinking like, well, if somebody just send this to me, what is it? And it was all over the blog by them. It was all over the blog. You know, and I just feel bad because I felt like they were on the right path, you know. And I'm not saying that he's a bad kid just because he smokes weed. That's not what I'm saying. But it just seems like he's not doing anything else. I know he's trying to be a rapper. His rapping skills are nowhere near his dad's skills at all. Because I heard that Super Mario song that they was rapping, that shit was garbage. But, you know, I just feel like he should be, you know, encouraging him to do more than smoke weed and pose naked on Instagram. You know, then he got this tattoo on his chest that says hippie era. And it's like, dude, I'm older than you and I wasn't even born around. I wasn't even here when the hippies were around. So how are you part of the hippie era? You know, it's just sad when I see, like, I guess I just get bothered when I see celebrities' kids go down ratchet paths because he has, you know, the wherewithal, he has the money, he has everything that where he could be doing something more than what he's doing. Like, I could see a hood kid with no, you know, parental guidance, you know, poor, low income. I could see, you know, somebody like that doing it than Snoop's son. Because it's like you have so many opportunities at your fingertips. He could go to any school, you know, college paid for. He could get any job, any internship, just because of who he is. But it's like he's choosing to not do anything. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Thankfully, Sean I don't.
Sean says he can't stand Instagram. Wow. I don't understand. I don't have an Instagram. People have been telling me to get Instagram. I don't see any point. I just don't feel like, I mean, I'll take pictures and I'll post pictures, but I'm not going to post pictures every minute of the day with everything I'm doing. I think Instagram is for younger people or, you know, real celebrities. I'm not a real celebrity. I ain't got time for that shit.
Well, the thing I don't like about Instagram is it gave booty doo models false hope and confidence. And it actually gave thirsty niggas and some studs a platform to display their thirsty behavior. And that's what I hate most about Instagram.
Yes, I don't get it. It's just like a bunch of people taking pictures. Camera Lady said that she usually posts food or artistic photos because she's a photographer. And I can see it being perfect for people like Camera Lady because she is a photographer. I can see photographers using that. But that ain't who be on Instagram. Everybody
no.
Who's a photographer, as long as you got a video camera or a cell phone camera.
I've seen some things on Instagram like, nope. I'm not doing that. I'm not downloading the app. I don't even want to deal with it. I'm cool. I like Photoshop, but certain things, Photoshop only has its limitations. But it don't stop people anyway. I'm cool. I'm cool.
What do you think about people like who heavily Photoshop pictures? Well, you can tell it's like heavily Photoshop. Like I can see, okay. It's for, like, a magazine spread, a layout. Yeah, they're going to retouch photos. Ma'am, you're in your bathroom. Why are you Photoshopping your pictures so much to such an extent?
I think people, even on certain magazines that we know of that have models, actual genuine models, they are subject to airbrushing and Photoshop and everything because, you know, you see the finished product. I mean, you see the before shot. They don't look anything like the after. But going the extra mile, because I've seen some who use Photoshop, and at first they look slim, but then you see the reflection in the mirror, and you see, like, there's a belly that was cropped out. So some people are living a lie. And, you know, they'll post those pictures up on social media sites, and it's kind of sad that people go above and beyond it, over embellish what they are not, and it's a sad cry for people who refuse to be genuine and learn to accept themselves for themselves. So it's just another way to live a lie.
Yeah, it's insane. It's a lot. Camera Lady says she has a former friend from high school who photoshops her waist to make her booty look bigger. She's a personal trainer who has fat arms and who isn't proportionate. It's true, and like I just posted in the chat room, I used to do a lot of Photoshop on the side for models. So I would do stuff. I work with photographers. So we work on retouching models, pictures, and portfolios and stuff that one of my photographer friends used to do. And, you know, girls would have certain requests, but a lot of times it's make me lighter. You know, because, I mean, I would go in and clean it up, like, you know, make their skin smoother, get rid of pimples, you know, shrink their waist a little bit, you know, alter little things in the picture. But then you would have people who want to go above and beyond. They want to be a lot lighter than what they are. So you had to go in and retouch and literally make them a whole different complexion. It was crazy. And then you see the person, and then you see their picture, and it's like, man, this looks nothing like you. Like, if you're seriously trying to be a model, they're going to hire you based on this picture. When you walk in, they're going to be like, walk back out, because you're not who's on this picture. But people don't understand that. Like, you know, you still have to, you know, resemble the pictures they see. Like, everybody understands that there's going to be soft retouching of the skin, making the skin smooth and getting rid of pimples. But when you're altering your shape, when you're going from a fucking A cup to a double D, like, bitch, really, you know, but people would just, they would want it all. They would want it all.
Don't mind me.
I'm for real.
I'm laughing at the
picture. Go from an A cup to a double D. And then you go into an audition like that. Why can I always stuff my bra? Okay, well, good luck.
That's a whole nother show, T. Let that go. Let that go. There's going to be some hurt feelings on that one. Let that go.
They're going in the chat room by Photoshop. They're talking about the rap tool and the, what's the other tool? There's another one in there. It's the one that pumps up your butt, too. They have one of them, too, the warp tool.
Warp.
Camera lady's talking about another photographer who photoshops her waist to make her butt look bigger, but her shadow still shows a belly roll. Lord have mercy.
Booty doo.
Y'all are a mess. They're talking about the blur tool and the pucker tool. We got some amateur Photoshop people in the house. But it's the truth. Just be yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with being yourself. There's nothing wrong with, you know, with you know, fixing stuff up, retouching. But people take it to the extreme.
Well, we live in a superficial society, D. You got people who, and you've seen it firsthand. You got people who sit there and point the finger and say you look a certain way, or they try to shame you, and then you look at them and
all
like,
the time.
You need Photoshop on and offline. So what are
all
you
the time.
To?
All the time. I'm
go ahead,
okay. Carmen. Thank you.
Go ahead, Miss Camera Lady.
I'm used to it now. I'm used to it now. You go ahead, call in. We got people on the line, but they're not hitting. They're not trying to talk. They just listening. So if you want to call in and speak, definitely feel free to. Oh, before we stop, before the show ends, because we got 27 minutes left, we need to get on these damn baby kids and these damn mindless behavior stands. They have been stalking me for the past 48 hours. These little girls, you know, and I be nice because these are little children. I don't like to go off on people's kids. I will check them, but I'm not going to cuss out nobody's kids. But I'm just, you know, it's just so frustrating because this one little child, and I'm applied back to the child, you know, they're like, you know, Lovely T, I like your videos. I've never had a YouTube account, but I created a YouTube account just to let you know that, you know, I did agree with what you said about mindless behavior. Then they go on to this whole rant to say the name of mindless behavior means doing good, being confident, being yourself. You need to understand what the name means. So this is what this child ranted to me, that they were upset that I took the name mindless behavior literal, and they wanted me to understand the meaning of mindless behavior. Now, Sean made a big point. Yes, Sean, they're still at it, boo. Sean wrote on Facebook, I believe it was Sean, he had wrote on my Facebook page when I was first addressing the mindless behavior situation, what the word really meant. And it said mindless is to, you know, to not have any sense, to basically be dumb. You know, it was just crazy. Like, he broke it down, the meaning of mindless, and that's what it means. You know, I don't understand how this group took this name, mindless behavior. You know, as adults, we're going to take it literal. And they basically switched it around into meaning being confident, being cool, being yourself, being different, not bullying. I mean, it means everything but what it means. Like, these kids trip me out because they don't want to really take it for what it literally is. They're telling you that it means to not bully people. It means to stand up for yourself. But I'm like, dude, the name is mindless behavior. That's like me saying that that
crack.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, that's why you're saying that crack cocaine doesn't mean crack cocaine. Crack cocaine means to be beautiful, sexy, confident, full of life. No, bitch, you need to get high off of crack. Like, other people just twist something that's literal and they get mad at me. Like, mindless behavior means to be mindless, and the behavior means behavior. Like, these kids were acting mindlessly at this mall, and these children have created accounts just to confront me and send me emails on what the name means. And like I told the little boy, I said, I don't know if it's a boy or girl, I assume it's a girl. I said, you know, thank you for creating your account. You know, I understand that you're breaking down the meaning to me. I said, but I'm disappointed because while you sat here, created a whole YouTube account just to tell me about some celebrities that don't know that you exist, you did not one time in your rant denounce the behavior of your peers. She didn't say, I don't agree with what that boy did. She didn't say that boy should not threw that chair at that van window. She didn't say that these kids need to act better. She didn't say that these kids need to do better. She basically went on a rant about me not knowing the real meaning, the so-called meaning behind mindless behavior. And these are the emails that I'm getting from people's kids. They're telling me about what mindless behavior means, but they're not condemning the behavior of these mindless idiots who wrecked them all.
Stay in school.
So do y'all understand the logic of our youth?
Stay in school. Actually, no, wait, sorry, because school is one of the many bastions of miseducation. Pick up a book, you know, open the thing and turn the thing they call pages, and there's some things in there that teach you what words mean. Mindless behavior is mindless behavior. It does not mean anything positive. It's just mindless behavior.
But it's sad, though, that, you know, but that's the part that saddens me, you know. And it's as much as it's funny because, you know, it's little girls and they're really taking it personal. Like, I thought the Justin Bieber fans were just, you know, just ditzy as hell.
They are.
But with these MB fans, if y'all see some of these emails, just misspelled words, nothing makes sense. The only thing that they're even cognitive about is the fact that what mindless behavior means to them. You know, but it makes me sad because they're more concerned about this group getting a bad reputation than about the reputation of these children and the behavior of these children. You know, they don't want anybody attaching this negative connotation with mindless behavior, but they're not talking about what their peers did. Like, there's no personal responsibility. And I'm not saying that these kids were at fault or that any of these kids were there, but there are kids who said that they were there. But they were upset that the fact that I said that they were acting mindlessly, you know, in that situation, but they're not upset at the fact that they were there and people acted, you know, like what we were just describing.
that was taken a little too far. I understand, like, defending who you admire, which is odd in itself, but wow, you got to do something about that, G, because they're going to show up in your windows, like, peeking at you. They're going to give you some props.
I fight children. Yes, I do. I fight kids. I'm just playing. But no, I mean, most of them I just had to block them because the rantings were just stupid and made no sense. I'm not going to argue with the 13-year-old. That's what I'm not going to do. Because these kids are my kids' age. You know, personally, I don't even think they should be on the internet just freely roaming. I remember there was a black man, grown black man, left a good comment about the black family and how we need to come together and take care of our children and this, this, and that. The little girl came on there and told him to shut the fuck up. I went off on her. I didn't curse her out, but I went off on her. I said, you know what, that's a dear little troll in training. I'm blocking you. I told her I was blocking her, and I checked her. Like, you're not coming on my page cussing out no adults, not behind no mindless behavior or not. You know, that's a grown man, but it just goes to show these kids are just free to roam the internet and say what they want to say and curse people out. And when you say something to them, they feel some type of way.
Whoa, whoa, boy, boy. I'm glad I'm not there because I will fuck a kid up. On sight.
I mean, that video was sad. That was sad.
It is what it is. I mean, it's a cry for help. I mean, and attention. I mean, they don't know. If some don't know any better, others, they need to know better. So, I mean, let's just kind of walk away from this.
Somebody said they need a Joe Jackson style ass woman. Them kids, they need a lot of help. You know, Chicago's just getting worse and worse. It's just really sad that something like that would go on. You know, and I don't think for one it was like those, you know, the mindless behavior fans per se. Because a lot of them are just young teen girls. It was a lot of gangbangers who came up there just to stir up shit. But that just goes to show you how bored a lot of these kids are. When you ain't got nothing else to do, you're going to come up and just start a bunch of mess.
But
you know, but like VH1X has said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they've always been like that. Anytime you have something that promotes fun, entertainment, you will have a certain demographic that will go there looking to start some shit. Just can't wait to start. They'll hold the mall. I mean, they'll hold the wall down, or they'll just go lurking around and like, you know what? This is a good spot. This is a good person to beat on, or whatever. And it's always been like that. You know, we need more sound deterrence from this nonsense. I mean, we should have more activities, and actually, we should be able to support things to make things better for our communities and abroad, but. Again, that's how a lot of events like Kappa Beach Party and the Soul Picnic in Indianapolis and a lot of venues get shut down because we allow, you know, the idiots to ruin a good thing for people.
You're definitely right about that. And G. Stewart is making a lot of good points. You know, VH1 Access is saying that he can't stand these stands. They're just, you know, they're doing too much, which is very true. And G. is saying that this is what the government wants. They want for black kids to start acting wild so they can put them in cages and destroy the black community's properties. You know, and it's true because that's what's going to happen to a lot of these kids. They're on camera. They're showing their face. You think the little boy who sat there, looked in the camera, looked dead in the camera, and threw that chair, you think that they're not going to go looking for him and throw him in jail? You know, so it is. It's really, really sad that a lot of these kids, they don't realize that, like, they're playing right into the master plan, basically. And we have a caller on hold. We have someone who wants to talk. Area code 501. I'm going to go ahead and let you in.
Hey, lady. This is Ebony.
Hey, is this camera lady?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you all doing?
We're doing good.
I was just trying to type on the chat that in Chicago right now, the way the kids are, it's a whole other breed of ignorance because to be in a gang there, you don't have to be jumped in. You if you just live in a certain area, then you're a part of one gang or another. Whether you're an athlete or if you're, you know, academically inclined or anything, there aren't any neutral people anymore, and it's just the violence and all that is just, like, over the top. It's ridiculous.
So is that what you're saying currently?
No. I was listening to an NPR show called This American Life, and they had followed a school in Chicago for like a year. They had like unprecedented access from the principal, teachers, parents. And if you want me to send you the link to the podcast, they had to do it in two different parts because that show was hour long and they had to spend 2 weeks, actually last week and the week before, on it. So it was really interesting and eye-opening, and it was sad too because like this one kid shot his brother, his 14-year-old brother, by accident. And, you know, the mom was possibly thinking that he might have done it on purpose. And I'm just like, that stuff is just, like, ridiculous.
They wonder why. Because it's a, it is sad because it's a generational thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, generations.
And then the police are like, you know, we can't, you know, we don't want you to be in a gang, but we understand that, you know, why it's happening. We can't, and they don't seem like they can really do much about it. And it's really sad because they had this disconnect in Chicago. Even though Illinois has a major ban on guns, they still have all this gun violence, you know, in Chicago.
Right.
They can do plenty to, you know, deter all this madness, but they choose not to.
I mean,
look at how you had a city that had 500-plus murders.
Mm-hmm.
Given that they had, I mean, again, like, having lived in Chicago, it is one of the most segregated cities out there because there's certain areas you can't go peacefully. That's just even today. But I mean, they even considered sending in the National Guard out there.
And I'm supposed to go there in a week.
Bring your best.
So at least the,
are you going there for business?
No, my friend is personal. She wanted me to house sit for her 12-year-old daughter. She has to go out of town for another photography convention that I'm not going to. I wish I could, but I'm not. And so she just needs to be there whenever her daughter comes home. But she lives in, like, the quote-unquote richer part of town. And I had told some people I'm coming to Chicago, and they're like, where are you staying? I told them where. They're like, oh, you're in the upscale part. I'm like, I guess.
Thank God it ain't the Inglewood neighborhood, because I've been like, girl, I'm good. I'm not taking no stray bullets. Inglewood is off the chain. It's sad. They lost so many kids in that little neighborhood. And it's like they keep killing each other and everybody knows each other.
And I think that This American Life special or that show was talking about that neighborhood. There's some high school, I can't remember the name exactly. I think it starts with an R. But like I said, I'll send you the link to your fan page account and I'll send it to you too, Ronan, and I'll and then you all can just let me know what you think of it. It's pretty, like I said, it's pretty eye opening. So,
right, yeah, it's a lot of mess going on, and it's really really sad because it's almost like, you know, this generation is so preoccupied with bullshit, you know,
yeah.
Where they're not even seeing it. Like we were just talking on the chat room, they're more worried about, you know, Instagram and Twitter and social networking and celebrities.
Oh, and Jordan
well being.
And buying Jordan.
Right. Getting in the line for Concords. But then again, who can be mad at? Because what did they learn it from? Because
yeah.
It's adults our age is giving our kids money to go get the Jordans, who are starting to stand in the line to go get them, trying to do, you know, whatever it takes to go put some Jordans on your kid. And to me, honestly, I don't think that you should buy your child anything if they're not doing the right thing. Point blank. You know,
well,
you have a lot of parents who reward their kids and they're not doing shit.
And that builds the entitlement mentality too.
Well, a lot of times it's
right.
Not even trying to reward their kids. A lot of times they try to buy their kids loyalty. I mean, from one parent to another, or just trying to overdo it when it comes to spoiling them. You know, you have to teach your children like responsibility, how to appreciate things and earn things. Otherwise, you're setting them up for debt. I mean, for trouble later on down the road. But again, no one's going to give a damn about, you know, shoes that are made out there in, you know, I guess in the Indonesian countries for a pair that's less than $5, and they mark that shit up about 300%, 400%, and people are buying them left and right.
Right, killing each other for them. That's the sad part. I know my son was telling me the other day. He was like, he said something about one of the kids in school asked him what kind of cell phone he had. He's like, what kind of cell phone is that? Because he go to kind of like a, I don't know, kind of like a suburb school. And so most of the kids, you know, they got money. So most of the kids in his class, they got iPhones, Samsung, Galaxy. They got better phones than I do. They got the Samsung Note, Samsung Galaxy 4. These are 6th and 7th graders, okay? With iPhones and everything else. So they were asking my son what kind of phone he had, because I guess they hadn't ever seen his phone. He got a regular prepaid phone. I'm like, buying a damn 6th grader iPhone? He was like, yeah, I got an LG. You know, just regular buttons and nothing touchscreen on here. But like I told him, you know, I could care less. You don't need an iPhone. You're too rough. You're going to get the basics. As long as I can reach you and get a hold of you when I need to, that's all I'm concerned with. You're not about to have all that fancy stuff. You don't need to be going on the internet at school on your phone and surfing sites and cussing out people on YouTube like these other kids do me. So, no, I want to know what you're up to. So I just find that ridiculous that a bunch of 6th graders are just walking around with iPhones and Samsung Galaxies. You know, that's like you said, it's entitlement, because they look at him like, well, what the hell is that? What kind of phone is that? Like, they've never even seen, you know, a phone with heart buttons, because they've always had touch phones. You know, so it's insane.
Technology, the disconnect between the, you know, the types of technology is equal to, like, whenever we were growing up and clothes, you know, everybody wanted, you know, Guess and all this other stuff, you know, Gucci and all that in, like, the 80s and 90s. And now, you know, it's the technology, because the kids are in uniforms now. And so you have to see what kind of phone you have or whatever, you know, whatever technological gadget that you may or may not have.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is true. We never got no Guess or Cheek. Remember Cheek?
I didn't either.
I never got them. I'd be like, well, I remember my one friend, she always had cross colors. She always had the flyest cross color outfit. I'd be like, can I get a cross color outfit? Like, how much was nope?
See, that's what the NRA mentioned. Everybody had kids.
I was outfit.
And the acid wash jeans.
Right, right. All the hip stuff, I didn't get it.
Damn it.
At all. Right, hand me down.
And then,
but you know what?
That
makes you appreciate what you have now.
Yeah.
It makes you appreciate stuff. Like my boyfriend, I was like, son, he's like, you are so frugal. Like, I keep stuff. I do. I just, you know, because I've been without. I've been to points where I didn't have anything growing up. So the stuff I have, I cherish. So I have stuff, like, literally I have, you know, shoes and clothes and purses that are, like, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And he's like, that purse is hanging on by a thread. You need to throw that purse. I'm like, this is like my favorite purse. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to afford a Coach bag or a Louis Vuitton bag. I don't want that. I like my favorite purse.
No,
so,
but
it's funny because it teaches you to appreciate stuff, especially if you never had anything.
People are like, why don't you get that Coach purse? I'm like, for what? It's a knockoff anyway. I mean... Doesn't make any sense. That's camera equipment for me.
Right, right. You know, it's crazy. People will spend their last, you know, and it's always funny because the people who don't have it to spend it will be the first one in line to go get something.
Oh,
it must be really nice to be the first in line to get the brand new Jordans for $225 and you get welfare. Like, I don't understand that at all. But somebody who works every day, you're going to think twice about where your money goes. Like, I work every day. So I'm not about to just go drop $225 on a pair of shoes. I'm just not going to do it.
I never understood that because, like, you're paying, like, sometimes a car payment for red bottom shoes. That, like I said, like, no different than the Jordans that were made elsewhere for cheap. And you put money in their pocket for what? So, this elusive thing called status, which changes every season, even less nowadays. What you do, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me personally.
But if it made sense to us, then we'd be doing it too.
Yeah.
Everybody's from like their daddy. If you ain't Jordan said, all the kids around his area, they got iPhones too and they don't need it. It's crazy. You be having adults out here with Boost mobile phones, and, you know, Roshani's saying she has a Metro PCS phone. You know, people out here with Cricket phones and everything else, and you got kids out here with straight-up iPhones. Me having the latest piece of equipment, MacBooks. A lot of times I watch little tutorials on YouTube, and it amazes me. If you ever just watch, like, IT tutorials or, like, Photoshop or, you know, just different software tutorials, you'll be shocked at how many of them are being demonstrated by children under the age of 15.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I've seen countless.
I'd be like, what the hell?
Like, the jailbreaking or rooting of, you know, a jailbreaking iPhone or, when I look up my Android rooting, it's always like some 15 or 13-year-old kid. I'm like, how in the hell?
And I'm proud of them. You know, I'm proud of them because, you know, it's like, yo, y'all smart for y'all to be able to figure out how to, you know, bootleg that software and take out that serial number. Thanks. Y'all are just smart little kids. But it's just kind of crazy. It's like, you know, it just shows you how technically savvy a lot of these kids are. There was this little girl, I was watching her tutorial, and I had to give her a prop. I left her a comment and everything. And I think she said she was 12 or 13. I mean, you can tell she was a little girl. And she was showing you how to do the annoying orange effect on her MacBook. And it was such a cute video. And, you know, I think it was like, and, you know, I have a short attention span. I think her video was like 10 to 15 minutes. But I sat there and I watched the whole thing because she just captured my attention because mainly I couldn't believe it was such a young girl breaking down how to use iMovie. You know, you have adults who don't know how to use iMovie. And it's like she was breaking it down and doing the effects. And I told her, I said, you know what, you keep up the good work. I said, you really should look at doing this as a career in the future. You know, and I just left it like a real cool message. You know, I said, I love to see young girls on here doing tutorials. So you don't have a lot of women doing tutorials. And for her to be that young, that's a good thing. But, yeah, it just shows you a lot of these kids are being given MacBooks.
Yeah.
For real, they're doing better than a lot of us.
I mean, they're in that prime age to, like, learn things and, you know, actually show what they've been taught. I mean, there's children, like, around 12 or so who can actually pick up on Mandarin or Japanese or something like if they if they're applied to it. So that's why it's the best time
right.
to teach kids.
VH1 Access says, I hate when people buy phones and destroy it. He said he saw a video of one guy with an iPhone in the blender. I think that's that guy. He be blending everything. He's such an idiot. People watch him. He's been around for years on YouTube. All he does is blend shit. He will blend a MacBook. He throws everything in the super blender just to see it blend. So, like, he'll blend, like, a brand-new iPhone, a brand-new Samsung Galaxy. He'll blend all types of, like, electronics. And I don't understand that. I guess it must be nice to just have $600 to just blend away.
And what's the point of this mess?
It's funny.
Entertainment.
Mindless
behavior.
Right, mindless behavior. Right. It's funny. Because people watch it. He has a lot of subscribers. He got way more subscribers than I do. He got probably like 100,000 subscribers. And they just watch him blend just different stuff. But like you said, mindless behavior, just sheeps. You guys are literally watching some man blend a remote control, blend an iPhone, blend some, you know, Mac makeup. And people just sit there and watch it.
And just like Ronan said before, you know, it distracts you from the main, you know, important things like the Voter Act and other, you know, more important topics that are out there in the world.
Right.
It's beyond retarded to me, but, I mean, hey, if y'all like it, I love it. Shit, I could watch someone blending iPhones and whatever. I'd get bored real quick. That's me personally, but.
We're down to the last three minutes, so we're down to about 3 minutes. Let me ask y'all before we leave, because, you know, it's the end of Black History Month, and this month was just, it was crazy. Did you guys get to watch that video? I know Jamal has sent it to me. Jesus Is My Nigga. It was by the pastor. Did y'all see that video?
Nope.
I heard about it, but.
It was crazy.
Why, people, why?
But it basically is this pastor, and he's basically him and his wife. They're Iowa pastor, and they're rapping this rap song. I don't know who wrote the lyrics for them, but they're basically rapping about the Christian values and the Christian Bible, and they're saying that Jesus is their nigga. It's an all-white couple, and the video looks like it was shot on a toaster in 1985. Horrible graphics, horrible rapping, fog machine. But it was just like, you know, it was just crazy. He's like, I have swag. Jesus is my nigga. And it's just, it's crazy. And it's just like, this is, what the hell is it?
Maybe he's admitting
and
he's
it's like you,
black.
You watch it, you don't know if you want to laugh, cry, or what the hell.
I'm going
yeah,
to
a lot
boycott.
Of people are supporting them.
I'm going to boycott Black History Month this year. Just because of this. I can't do this. No, I can't. Every year is so crazy. Jesus is not my nigga. He's not.
I'm gonna post the video link in the chat room. It's crazy. You know, and like I said, everybody is going to have their own relationship with God. So, I mean, it is what it is. But it's just kind of like, they took it way overboard.
Yeah.
They took it way overboard with that one. But I understand they're trying to be funny. They said that they did it to try and get the Christian youth's attention, and I guess they want to get more minorities to you know, believe in God. But like I said, the video looks like it was shot in the early 80s, and it looks like somebody just ran across and they posted on YouTube, so it went viral. It had over a million views, 16,000 likes, only 1,000 dislikes. So it's funny. And the main comment on it right now says somebody wrote on here one word, blasphemy. I don't think Jesus wants to be called a nigger. He's our Lord and Savior. Enough said. Then somebody else says, obviously you haven't accepted Jesus as your nigger and Savior. So it's just,
wow.
It's very, it, to me it's just tacky.
It is very, very.
So we have about 90 seconds left. I posted it in the chat room. Everybody's like, are you serious? Yes. I was going to do a video on it, and I might still do a video on it, but nah, it's kind of old now. But, yes, that Black History Month, it came out like 2 weeks ago.
Thank God March is coming. We can start over again. We got to start. We got to reboot this shit. This is not. unsatisfactory right now.
We're going to have a whole another month of, you know, of nonsense, too. You just, it's crazy. So we're down to about 30 seconds. I want to thank everybody for coming through, coming to the chat room, and thank you, Ebony, for calling in. So
you're
we're definitely going to do it again next weekend at the same time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So y'all go ahead and check out that video. You're going to laugh when you see him. Like, what in the world? It's insane. Jamal wants us to have a relationship show next week or talk about real sex. Jamal,
well, all right.
All right, then, Jamal, we got you.
Yeah, we down for it. Let's get in and wash your hands first.
Bye, you guys. Have a good night.